Well, basically, I think one of the most powerful things that I learned was that the whole actual reason that we're here is to overcome death. We have a certain amount of time to figure out how the body works and how to open up our body again, how to get our senses active, and how to basically become alive.
And yeah, but when you say overcome death, surely you know our body's going to stop functioning at some point, right?
Well, see, that's what I thought too.
Now, don't tell me you're going to live forever.
Well, until I met these beings, and there was like 1,000 hours of Earth time in these states, and these beings they don't die, they regenerate their body, and so here's how they basically showed it to me.
All right, go ahead.
All of our experiences are stored in our brain as memory, okay, and. Right. The memory, our brain actually stores that memory in muscle filaments. They're like little tiny muscle fibers that look just like a DNA code. When we have an actual charge from a memory because it hasn't been processed, that charge is stored in a muscle filament and it tightens up our actual muscles. It makes them stiff and it uses up energy. Now, as we keep getting older, our brain keeps storing more and more memory, more and more experiences. And we keep losing energy every single day. Because that energy that we used to use to run our body and to be healthy is now being utilized to store data or store memory. What's happening is usually by about the age of 3, the human body or the human brain basically makes a realization that it's storing more energy during the daytime from the experiences than what it's freeing up at nighttime when it's supposed to be healing.
Okay.
As soon as it makes that calculation, it realizes that the body's dying. It puts it into a survival state. And there's two different operating systems for the human body. One of them is essentially operates the body under the control of the hypothalamus, which is running it off chemistry. And that's where your body's in a really reactive state. It's almost like it runs the body like a dictatorship. It treats all the cells as if they're all one type of cell. You know, it puts all the cells into a box, basically, just like what our world is. And then there's a different operating system, which is it's through your pineal gland. And these two glands, typically, the hypothalamus is supposed to be serving the actual pineal gland, but when it goes into a survival state, the pineal gland starts to shut down and the hypothalamus takes over. And so our whole mission is to figure out how to actually grant control and access back to our pineal gland and get into this higher level of operating system and let go of the charges that keep us locked in that hypothalamus or locked inside that almost like dictatorship inside.
So how do we do that?
Well, that's a complex process, but it's actually really simple.
I mean, it took them 1,000 hours of programming for you, and I'm asking you to do this in an hour and a half.
it's actually pretty easy. Once you know how to go in and access different memory, you can literally chip it away, layer through layer through layer, identifying which brainwave state it is, releasing that charge, and keep doing that through those layers. Once you completely clear those layers, it triggers a gamma brainwave state because that's, you know, when we talk about vibration, inside of our brain, our brain's vibration is a beta, alpha, theta, a delta, and a second beta charge. Nobody ever really talks about a second beta, and nobody really talks about a gamma wave either. And a gamma wave is actually, when a gamma wave is released inside your brain, it actually triggers a release of this compound called dimethyltryptamine, DMT for short, which is actually what makes you dream at nighttime while you're sleeping. So when you start having these dreams and you're in these parallel worlds or different types of reality, and it's almost like your imagination is being combined with like mechanics of your brain and what it's processing, what you're experiencing is these higher states, except it's coming in fragments. So when you actually start doing these processes during the daytime, you're training your brain on how to actually process all these memories. Now, a lot of times we have experiences that we call traumatic. But what traumatic is too much energy than what the brain knows how to handle at once. And that's what's referred to as a traumatic experience. Dropping an ice cream cone when you were 3 was a traumatic experience. Now you just go buy another one. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, no big deal.
But when you were 3, it was traumatic because it was more than what your brain could handle.
It was the end of the world when you were 3.
Yeah.
Or when you spilled your milk.
Now, what happened when those traumatic experiences took place was the brain basically shut down one section or one division of your own growth and development. And when you actually just sit there and watch somebody talk, a lot of times you'll see these little kids kind of come out. And you'll see these. You'll see how all of us actually switch through all these different types of personalities and identities, you know, as we go about our day, especially when you get to know somebody really well.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because I want to make sense of this.
And yeah.
Are you saying that Core Love at the age of 30, because of what he now knows, this body that you are in will never get old, it will never die off, or are you saying your spiritual body will go on forever?
No, it's the actual physical body. Now, I'm not saying that I'm there yet, because, you know, I'm still getting downloads and being trained every day.
All right, so you're convinced that you basically will physically not die.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I met tons of these beings and visited worlds where nobody actually died. People don't really know what that is.
In 500 years,
mm-hmm.
whoever's hosting this show by then calls you up to bring you back on. Are you going to be around?
I'll probably be kicking around somewhere.